Our dolphins here are taught from a very early age to be active participants in their own health care. So one of the primary responsibilities we have is teaching the dolphins to perform alongside us a series of husbandry behaviors, allowing them to be tractable and willing participants. We have a very aggressive health care program, preventative health care. All of our dolphins learn how to give blood voluntarily, other samples to participate in ultrasonography, those types of things. It's primarily about establishing a very positive, lasting relationship with us. We then transfer that relationship that we have out into the open water. Our dolphins work untethered, free in the ocean, to search for the objects that we teach them to identify.
And those would be explosives, things like that?
We can teach them to find just about anything. We just have to expose them to it. Our dolphins are, many of the dolphins we have here are involved in mine hunting exercises where they go out and identify the presence or absence of mines on the seafloor or in the water column to ensure that our sailors and Marines have a safe way to travel in and out of ports and harbors.
Wow, so they're eyes and ears, in other words, underwater for the Navy.
Exactly. The dolphins have a unique capability to create their own sonar, which is very, very accurate. And they can search great distances very rapidly with a high degree of detail and reliability.
Once a dolphin sees something, how does it tell you what it found?
Well, they don't actually see it. What they do is they listen to the echoes from clicks that they produce in their melon. And then when those echoes come back to them, it lets them know that there's something there. At that point, then the dolphin returns to the boat and touches a small paddle on the side. That lets the handler know that the dolphin's found something of interest. We stop the boat, and then the handler will give the dolphin a marker, and the dolphin places the marker in a manner that lets us know right where the target is.
How long do you have to work with an animal to get that animal to learn how to work with you and do what it is that needs to be done?
Well, for dolphins, learning is really a lifelong experience, and we start training them when they're just weeks old. It's not very formal at that point. Mostly what they're learning is how to trust and how to maneuver throughout the facility. They spend a lot of time with their moms. If we have a good relationship with their mother, that relationship then transfers over to the young calf with his new handlers. After a couple of years, then the dolphins actually are beginning to participate in more complex exercises like identifying targets and moving around, learning how to follow boats. But it really, that training goes on throughout their entire lives.
And it sounds like something that they don't teach in basic training in the Navy. So where do you acquire the skill as a trainer to be able to do this on behalf of the federal government?
Well, those of us that work for the federal government are many of us are members of a guild of International Marine Animal Trainers Association. There are a number of periodicals. We exchange information with ourselves and other communities. As a matter of fact, the Navy is one of the largest provider of peer-reviewed information about marine mammals and has contributed more about the knowledge of marine mammals than any other institution. So that might be also surprising to some of your listeners.
And these mammals, they're pretty gosh darn smart, aren't they? These like dolphins and whales and so forth.
Well, the animals are highly, highly adapted, and there's nothing better in the world at being a dolphin than a dolphin. So when we try and compare them in terms of intelligence to other animals, we get into an area that's very hard to quantify. But the dolphins are highly adapted. They are very intelligent, and they carry with them a set of skills that makes them uniquely positioned to perform the tasks that the Navy needs them for.
Do you ever find yourself in a position where a dolphin just doesn't make the cut? I know I'm anthropomorphizing, and I apologize for that, but I'm Disney-esque, and I can't help it. But do you ever find yourself in a position where you have to say, I'm sorry, kid, you're not going to make the cut, you can move on?
Well, no, our job here is really to create the environment in which dolphins succeed, rather than to say, well, you make the cut or you don't. So if it takes a little more time and a little more patience, the dolphins are very valuable animals to us. And we then find ways to make the animal understand what it is that we're trying to teach it. And so our job isn't so much to try and cookie cutter dolphins out, but to find ways that we can bring out the best in each animal that's here.
And so that implies that animals have, pardon the word, personalities, that they differ one from the other.
Well, each animal is unique, and each one approaches challenges in a different manner. And that's part of the relationship that the trainers have with the animals, is to identify what are this animal's likes and dislikes, and how do we best employ our training strategy to make sure that the animal's confident and comfortable all the way through the process.
I can't help but think that you've got what's got to be one of the coolest jobs in the whole wide world. You must feel that way too.
Well, yeah, I do. I'm very, very fortunate to be been working with dolphins for about 28 years now, and being here with the Navy is certainly the best place to be doing that.
And do you grow to like the different dolphins? Are they sort of pet-like to you after a while?
Very much. All the dolphins are unique. It's kind of difficult to pick favorites. They're all very different. They're, you know, kind of like a snowflake. Each one's individual, and I like them all.